Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. How many times in life have you had an opportunity knock on your door, and then forever the reason you took too long to answer that door, and that opportunity went away because it probably thought no one was home? How many times has that happened in your life? I know it's happened in my life often because I took too long to respond to that opportunity, whether it was because of anxiety, whether it was because I was too distracted with other things. Those things could have been important, those things could have been unimportant, whatever. But the point is, an opportunity was presented, a door was opened, and then I neglected it and whooshed, it went away. Do you guys like fish, by the way? It might sound at first that it's got nothing to do with opportunities, but once you listen to the story we have in store, you'll change your mind. We'll be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern, Two Fishermen. One day the two fishermen were fishing in a nearby pond. Both of them were looking forward to have a fresh fish afterwards. They both have packed utensils, cooking accessories, ingredients, and fishing equipment. Once they arrived at the pond, they chose to sit at a distance to hunt for fishes. The first fisherman caught a big and beautiful fish within a few minutes. He was very happy. He then placed the fish in the icebox to retain its freshness. He would cook it whole fish in the noon. He caught a few more other small fishes after a while. He froze a few fishes to take it back home. After about an hour of fishing, the first fisherman offered to help the second fisherman. The second fisherman politely declined, and the second fisherman also caught a large fish. Surprisingly, he threw it back into the pond. The first man was bewildered by his act. He remained silent as he watched the second man capture many big fishes only to have them thrown back into the water. The first fisherman, annoyed by this act, retorted, "Why are you throwing the fishes back into the water? They were beautiful and big." The second fisherman replied, "I know they were big, but I don't have a big pan to cook the big fishes. So I'm looking for a smaller fish that fits my cooking pan." The first fisherman was startled by the response. He advised the second fisherman to cut the big fish into pieces to fit them into the small pan. Yeah, many of us are just like the second fisherman. We tend to overlook a handful of opportunities, chances, and even fortune that come in our way because we are too stubbornly looking for what we want. We need to learn to capture every opportunity and work it out so that it will fit into our lives perfectly. Most do not understand the wonderful opportunities life gives until they are looking back. The sentence was from Eric Handler.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Yeah, so, okay, I don't know what the deal with the fisherman was and why exactly he didn't just cut the fish. But even if it wasn't, cutting the fish wasn't an option to him for whatever the reason, I really do believe in the saying that when there's a will, there's a way. In fact, it's not just an idiom, it's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam too. His Eminence says, when there's strong will, no body, not a single body is too weak. A lot of people overcome deadly diseases, fight cancer and horrific infections and viruses and illnesses that I've never even heard of until I heard of that strong-willed person. They fight it off and they power through it like an absolute boss through the strength of their willpower, through the strength of their heart. And vice versa, a lot of people have entirely able, healthy, otherwise bodies, but their mind and their heart has given up on life, on trying, on being alive, on them. And they can't even do the simplest tasks, like getting out of bed anymore. The human mind, the human brain, is a really, really complex yet scary thing. On one hand, it's totally under our control and it does whatever we teach it and train it to do. But on the other hand, when it breaks and it falls apart, it can seriously mess someone up. But the point is, when there's a will, there's a way. If that fisherman really, really wanted to keep those fish for himself, he could have, you know, put it in an ice box or asked the other fishermen if he could store it for him, and he could have taken them home and froze them or taken them to the market and sold them. There's always an option. And surely enough, that option is never giving up. Never tossing up our hands and saying, well, yeah, we're done. You know, it's over. Like, we're totally stuffed and there's nothing we can do about this. That is never an option. We can never say that, okay, I give up. Giving up is never an option when we are faced with trials and adversities in life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said himself in the Quran that I never test a servant with more than they can handle. So there are a lot of misinterpretations of this verse that it's interpreted as us being able to just back down from a battle, from a mission, from a task, the moment we feel we're not up to it, because, well, God doesn't expect it from me. He said himself, I won't burden you with what you can't handle. It means quite the opposite, actually. It means, look, if I assign this mission to you, if I've assigned this burden to you, then it means you can handle it. It means I believed in you enough to throw this at you, and I'm pretty sure you are able to hit the ball out of the court if you just focus and keep strong and don't lose momentum and keep your eyes on the prize. I'm sure you've all heard the hadith, and at least on this show, because we've talked about it so many times, where Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, the opportunities in life, seize them, for they are like clouds. You know, clouds, their passing is totally soundless and seamless. You don't hear, you don't notice the passing of clouds in the sky. Imagine how chaotic it would be if clouds rumbled and rattled as they moved across the sky above our heads. But they don't. They're totally quiet and graceful, slowly but surely fluttering through the blue sky and then just turning into rain. And no cloud is ever the same cloud. And that is the case with the opportunities in life as well. If we lose sight of them and we tell ourselves But yeah, it's always going to be there. Before we know it, we'll raise our head and we'll see that that floof of cloud we had been watching 2 minutes ago is gone.
Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.